I want to start out today with Colossians chapter 2. This book of Colossians, if we can get through 2 and 3, some very powerful teachings in Colossians chapter 2 and 3. Of course, the Word of God is a great and awesome book. The first thing we have to realize is that this book is the Word of God.
Amen.
You have to assure yourself that what is written by God to you, for you, and that He means what He says. All of it. Now, you can't just take parts and pieces. You got to study the whole Word. So that's why we're going to take part of it today and look at it. Colossians chapter 2, verse 1. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you, for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of the understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Now, first of all, Paul is telling us there that he is praying, like Eldon said a while ago, pray, 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 pray. You don't realize how your prayers are being answered if you're walking in obedience to God's Word. If you're walking in obedience when you pray, He hears your prayer. And now then, if you're hiding some kind of sin or iniquity in your heart, He's not going to hear. You know, so, and you can't fool Him. He knows your heart. I don't know your heart, but God knows your heart. So He knows everything about you. And so whenever anything happens to you, but the thing about it is, don't wait till you're in the line at Walmart and have a attack to repent of your sins. Keep your sins repented of all the time, right? But at least when this happened, she was smart enough to know now it's time to repent. And she did it openly and boldly before everybody. You know, now that's the way, as Christians, that's the way we should be. You know, you don't want to go to a place where that sin is running rampant. You know, too many people today, too many young people today especially, go places and hang out in places like clubs or bars or singing events where that people like the Beatles used to come to and all this kind of stuff, that they have these big events where booze, sex, violence is running wild. You know it's going to be there. Stay away from it. You don't want to go there. I mean, the thing about it is, as a Christian, you don't want to go to places like that, because if you do, you're going to be tainted with that sin. You don't even want to get in those kind of places. You want to go in places where it's not there. But Paul, he's praying for these people, and he's praying that their hearts will be comforted and knit together in love, and to all the riches of the full assurance of the understanding and the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. Well, most people don't even know what the mystery of God is, much less the full assurance of what it is. They don't even know what the mystery. I can ask the average Christian, what is the mystery of God that Paul's talking about in Colossians? And they'll say, mystery? I don't know what you're talking about. Well, that's why. That's the problem. So now let's go to the next verse. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? Now, in Christ, all of the treasures and the wisdom of the universe are hidden in Him. Isn't this wonderful that all this information is hidden in Him? And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Now, if you don't learn the Word, if you don't study the Word, there will be people that will come to you that will entice you to do things that's wrong, and you will fall to them. Because you're not being led by the Spirit. When you're young. I mean, this is the worst part of being young. Is a lack of knowledge of God's Word. When you get older, you're supposed to have studied the Word and you're supposed to know what it says. But that's not always the case. I have seen many a man. I mean, the man may be extremely well educated in the world systems, but when it comes to the knowledge of God's Word, he only knows what he's heard somebody say about the Word. He doesn't know the truth of the Word. He doesn't know where to find it. We think when we're young, we know everything. How do I know that? I was young once. When I was young, you know, I knew when I was 18, 19, 20 years old, I knew everything there was to know, and Dad and Mother didn't know nothing. Them old fogies, I mean, my goodness gracious, where have they been all their life? I mean, you want to know who's the best guy in the world? Ask me, I'll tell you. You know, I mean, I was a normal 18, 19, 20-year-old young man. I mean, many of you that were young once, or those of you that are still young, you can go back and associate with that day when you knew that you were young and that you knew that you knew that you knew everything. Gary's smiling over there. Hey, he hit me right between the eyes. I was just like him. Now, these two young men over here, they didn't come very far for church today. They only come from California. So, you know, so these boys are really gluttons for punishment. They flew down here and going back this afternoon. So those are two young men that really, in fact, Gary said, I consider you as my pastor, although he lives in California. He studies my teachings all the time. And he said they've changed his life forever. You know, so praise God. That's I had a man here yesterday that was a doctor, a medical doctor, and he come up here for prayer, and he said, sir, he said, I want you to know I've been a Methodist, an Episcopalian. He named about five different churches or six that he'd been. And he said, then last January, somebody sent me some of your teachings. And he said, I listened to them, and I thought, where did this guy come from? He said, this guy's crazy. And so he said, I got the word out and said, I begin to listen. And he said, lo and behold, everything you said, my Bible said the same thing. So he said, now I'm in trouble. So now he's here for a healing school to get healed. Isn't it amazing when you quote the word, it's hard to fight against the word, isn't it, Gary? And that's what we find out when what we're teaching is what the word says. Well, you can't fight against what's written, can you? It'll change your life forever. But see, in whom are hid all the treasures and wisdom and knowledge of all the universe is hidden in Christ. He knows everything, doesn't he? Now then, let's go to the next verse. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. As you have received Jesus, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the God of gods, the Holy King, as you have received him as your Lord and Savior, walk in him. You know, don't walk out there in the world. Walk in him. Walk in Christ. Let Christ be alive in you. Just like yesterday at the healing school, I've told people, I said, I've had a lot of people walk up to me and say, I don't believe this Jesus is real. I said, you don't believe Jesus is real? I said, how would you like to shake hands with Jesus? I'd love it. I said, here, shake his hand. What do you mean? You're saying you're Jesus? I said, this is the mystery. Christ in me, the hope of glory. When I look at you, I look at Jesus. So be an example of him. That'll kind of put the fear in you when somebody says, oh, that woman, wow, she's Jesus. She acts like Jesus. She thinks like Jesus. She prays like Jesus. Is that the way you want to be known? Absolutely. And that's the thing. We don't want somebody to look at us and say, oh, him? I hope Jesus ain't like him. I hope Jesus ain't like her. Because if once you make the acknowledgement, let me shake your hand. Christ is in me, the hope of glory. Now you've really put yourself on the spot. Now every time they look at you, they say, if that's the way Jesus is, I don't want nothing to do with him. Now see, that's what's wrong with too many of us, isn't it? If Jesus is like that, I don't want nothing to do with him. But when they look at you and they say, look at that holy girl. Look at that holy man. Wow. If Jesus is any more than him, then I really want him. That's the way Jesus should see you. That's the way he should see you. And you.
Amen.
And you.
Amen.
Every one of us.
Right.
We should be just exactly like Jesus. Now, all these mysteries and secrets and everything are hidden in Him. We received Him. So He said, walk in Him. Now then, verse 7 and 8. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. If you're not rooted and grounded in this God kind of love, it'll be real easy for the world to come up to you. It'll be real easy for that Christian boy that you go with, you young ladies. Be real easy to find this young man in church. You think he's a great man of God. Maybe he even acts like he's got the gifts of the Spirit. Maybe he even speaks in tongues. And then he gets you out in a car in a date one day and his hands go to the wrong place. That's when the flesh takes over. That's when the flesh takes over. If you're not careful, the flesh will take you over. It's real easy for the flesh to take over. You know that? Real easy. The battle is raging within every man and woman to be led by the Spirit or led by the flesh. Now, there's only one way to say led by the Spirit of God. And that's to keep that Word in front of your eyes day and night. Meditate on that Word. If you don't meditate on that Word, you can even take a young man and a young woman out of church and they can fall. But they don't have to be young. You can take an older one. You can take a 40 or 50 or 60 year old. They can fall just as easy. That's when we got all the problems in the church. Because we're not led by the Spirit. We spend more time watching the television than we do watching God's Word.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.